Governor Sarah Palin toured flood-damaged Eagle yesterday. Eagle residents are coping with large chunks of ice grounded in town during last week's record flood. Local resident John Borg says the ice is intermixed with buildings and poses a hazard.
Some of these buildings are sitting on ice, and they may sink gradually, and who knows which direction some of these slabs of ice might decide they're going to go.
Borg says it would require a major effort to clear a mile and a half long stretch of heavy ice blocking the road between the city and the native village.
Ice is anywhere from 10 to 20 feet thick, piled up in huge chunks, and it spreads out across the road right away, so that trying to clear the road, there's no place to put where you're pushing because it's already blocked. It's just an ice field.
The state is pursuing an alternate access road to the village. Borg says community members, including some seasonal residents who are just arriving in town, are carefully entering damaged structures to retrieve belongings.
We have one fellow here who his main interest is finding his father's books. His parents are dead, and he has the property, and his dad had an extensive historic library, and that's his main concern right now, and what's going to happen with the buildings. One of them is right in the middle of a city street.
Borg says there's no easy solution, and recovery agencies and groups are doing a good job taking care of flood victims in the interim.